KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. Extreme cold has thwarted a Minnesota climber's third attempt to become the first person to summit Denali solo in the dead of winter. 51-year-old Lonnie Dupre told his support crew early Sunday that it was 35 below zero in a snow cave he had built at the 17,200-foot level of the 20,320-foot mountain, North America's tallest peak. His support crew says Dupre is making his way down and will proceed as the weather permits. Dupre of Grand Marais, Minnesota, also failed in his winter attempts to summit Denali last year and in 2011. Only two people have completed a Denali summit in the dead of winter, December or January, but no one has done it alone. A company of the Alaska Army National Guardsmen is headed to Kuwait. The departure ceremony was held Sunday morning in Anchorage at the Alaska National Guard Armory on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson for 60 guardsmen. The soldiers are from Alpha Company, 1st Battalion, 207th Aviation Regiment. Since 2003, Alpha Company has been deployed 12 times. That makes it the most deployed unit in the Alaska Army National Guard, completing missions in Kosovo, Iraq, Guatemala, Haiti, and Honduras. Alpha Company will spend their first 3 months training at Fort Hood, Texas, before spending the next 9 months stationed in Kuwait. The company is expected to return home sometime in January of 2014. Environmentalists from Alaska are hoping to persuade congressional staffers that Shell Oil should not continue its drilling operation in the Arctic this summer. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the groups held a congressional briefing Friday morning. Congressional briefings are free of the formalities and TV cameras of congressional hearings, and they lack the members of Congress themselves. And many in DV think that's a good thing, because it's the staffers who attend the briefings, and it's the staffers who have the policy expertise. The briefing was organized by the office of California Democrat Barbara Boxer. She chairs the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Verner Wilson traveled from Anchorage to tell the room about how important fishing is to his native Bristol Bay.
I know that the oil is declining up in the North Slope, but at the same time, you know, I come from a region where we depend on our wildlife, we depend on the ocean for our livelihood. It's been our livelihood, our people's livelihood, for thousands of years.
Wilson works for the World Wildlife Fund. He says he's not opposed to drilling in the future, but the company and government need to ensure the infrastructure will be put in place first.
What's the rush? Why are we doing this exploratory drilling when we don't have hardly any infrastructure up in this remote and harsh area?
That's a sentiment echoed by Kylie Crow. She works with the D.C.-based Center for American Progress, or CAP, a left-leaning think tank that has a lot of sway with Democrats in Washington.
Our initial stance was that we were open to the possibility of Arctic offshore drilling if companies could prove that they were fully prepared.
Last week, CAP rescinded its support. Crow says Shell proved it was unable to move forward just yet. She says CAP may come back around to support Arctic drilling. The ongoing 60-day study at the Department of Interior will provide some guidance. Crow says that expedited review will need to address Shell's shortcomings.
In terms of infrastructure, in terms of response preparedness, in terms of scientific knowledge of the region. If those things are met, then, you know, there is a potential that we could be open to it.
Shell Alaska's spokesperson was not available for an interview. In an email, Curtis Smith says the company is still assessing the Kulik's condition and how its grounding will affect future exploration in Alaska. He says the company is committed to operating safely off Alaska's shores. Congress has yet to do anything. Senator Mark Begich has said he'll hold the hearings on the grounding, but no dates or witnesses have been announced. BP has recognized outstanding teachers in the state of Alaska since 1995 with their BP Teachers of Excellence program. And this year, rural educators have a chance to be nominated. Julie Haskett is BP's Director of Government and Public Affairs and says last year was the first year BP opened up the Teachers of Excellence program to teachers throughout the state of Alaska.
Where we recognize outstanding teachers all across the state for the great work they're doing every day. We know that the key to success is building a workforce of Alaskans who want to stay in Alaska, and what better way to help do that than to acknowledge these great teachers.
Haskett says when they opened the program up statewide last year, they saw the number of nominations go up dramatically.
Last year we had over 1,400 nominations from across the state, and then of that about 30 to 35 get chosen. But we're still really hoping to get more nominations from rural parts of Alaska. We know it's a little bit harder to get the word out, but we know there's some outstanding teachers out in those areas. So we'd love to see more teachers coming in from rural Alaska to be part of this pool of Teachers of Excellence.
The deadline to nominate a teacher is February 15th. You can do it online by going to bpteachers.com. If you have or know a teacher who makes a difference in your community or in your child's life, nominate them today. Haskett says there is a simple form to fill out online, and if your teacher is chosen, he or she wins a $500 gift card.
So it's just the title of knowing that you were chosen as a BP Teacher of Excellence from hundreds of nominations, but also a little monetary gift that says, hey, go out and buy yourself a treat and feel good about this award and this recognition that comes with it.
Again, the deadline to nominate a teacher is February 15th at bpteachers.com. The price of gold in New York has fallen $4.30 so far today, trading at $1,656 even. An ounce of silver has fallen 38 cents so far today, trading at $30.90. A pound of zinc is at 94 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome at 9:17 and depart for Anchorage at 10:02. Unofficially 6 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.